Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Allred. Batting sixth. The DH, Chris James. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Lewis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Devereaux. Batting second. The left fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Randy Milligan. Batting sixth. The DH, Sam Horn. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Juan Bell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bob Milwaukee. And now, play ball. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cole for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Berga moves to second. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allred strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Orsilak takes first base on ball 4. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Horn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole is 0 for 1 in the game. Cole hits a pop-up towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Firmin is 0 for 1 in the game. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan scoops it up and throws to first, with Milwaukee covering, for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Allred is 0 for 1 in the game. Allred hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Devereaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Devereaux hits a ball on the ground for a single. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards first. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive beyond short. Firmin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Devereaux moves to second. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Orsolak is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Orsolak hits a line drive for a single. Devereaux moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Milligan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milligan hits a line drive into right field. Allred picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allred. Devereaux scores. Ripken scores. Orsolak moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Horn is 0 for 1 in the game. Horn strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Joel Skinner batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive beyond second. Bell can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Milligan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-2 in the game. Cole hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Cole reaches second base with a double. Skinner moves to third. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. Furman hits a line drive for a single. Skinner scores. Cole moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Milligan fields it and throws to home to get Cole. Furman moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milwaukee fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoyles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Devereaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Allred batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Allred is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allred hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Mark Williamson now pitching. Chris James is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Williamson, and towards Bell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skinner hits a line drive beyond short. Ripken can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Orsalak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orsalak hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Milligan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Milligan hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horn is 0-for-2 in the game. Horn hits a line drive into right field. Allred settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berga strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoyles takes first base on ball 4. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Devereaux is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Devereaux hits a line drive for a single. Hoyles moves to second. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. One out. Bo Allred is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Allred is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Allred strikes out. Two outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. James is 0-for-3 in the game. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sean Hillig is now pitching. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Orsalak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsalak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Orsalak hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Milligan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Milligan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Milligan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillegas fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Skinner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Horn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Horn is 0-for-3 in the game. Horn strikes out. 1 out. Ernie Witt pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Witt takes first base on ball 4. Billy Ripken pinch runs for Ernie Witt. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hoyles strikes out. 2 outs. Dwight Evans pinch hits for Juan Bell. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Ripken moves to third. Jeff McKnight pinch runs for Dwight Evans. Mike Devereaux is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Devereaux is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Devereaux hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.